When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Blame It on the Stars, where we give you an inside look to what's going on in the universe so you can blame your problems on the stars. It is Jade here.
And it's Kara.
And this week is the full moon in Scorpio, and Mercury retrograde will finally come to an end. But in case you missed it, last week Taurus season began. So if you want to know more about what else happens during Taurus season, definitely check out last week's episode before diving into this one.
And just to give you a heads up, next week we will tell you everything you need to know about Venus in Taurus and Mars in Aries and how both of those transits affect you.
And with that being said, let's dive into the episode. So the full moon in Scorpio happens on Tuesday, April 23rd at 7:48 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Per usual, the date and time are from the website astroseek.com. What you need to know. Scorpio is a sign that's known for being very intense and one that likes to discover the depths of things. So during the full moon in Scorpio, you might find that you're having powerful insights and maybe certain hidden feelings or thoughts start coming to the surface and you'll begin to work through it. Scorpio is associated with transformation and rebirth. So the full moon in Scorpio can be a time for letting go of old patterns and habits to make way for new growth and opportunities.
How this affects you is this full moon will bring about a lot of different emotions and encourage you to look within and reflect. This is a good time to dive deeper into your thoughts and anything going on in your life that might come up around this time. It's also a good time to connect with others as well. You might want to get to know other people a little bit better and to continue building meaningful relationships in your life.
Why this matters. The full moon in Scorpio matters because it offers an opportunity for deep introspection, transformation, and growth. The full moon in Scorpio is a time to confront our fears, dive deep into our emotions, and embrace change. By working with the energy of the full moon in Scorpio, we can really tap into the transformative energy and really release and let go of what no longer serves you and step into a new phase of growth and evolution.
Something you might not know is that the moon is in fall when it's in Scorpio. This means that it's not able to fully express itself to the best of its abilities while it's in that sign. Because Scorpio is a very complex and intense sign, it's going to bring that energy to the things ruled by the moon, such as our emotions. So with that in mind, you could expect to be a little bit more sensitive or emotional around this time. However, this can be a good thing because it offers new opportunities to explore your emotions, get more insight about what's going on with yourself or others, and increase your awareness.
Certain signs will be more affected than others by this full moon, and those signs are Scorpio, Taurus, Leo, and Aquarius. And when we say Scorpio, Taurus, Leo, and Aquarius, we mean personal placements only, Sun, Moon, Rising, Mercury, Venus, and or Mars. Now, there is one aspect to this full moon that does make this a little bit more intense, and that is the fact that both the Sun and Moon are square Pluto, signifying a period of intense emotional energy and a need for personal evolution.
This aspect is also asking us to face any fears or insecurities that come up. Because Scorpio is a fixed sign and likes what is familiar, this full moon could be a time to reassess things going on in our life and to work towards embracing change as it comes.
So the next thing that happens this week is Mercury stations direct in Aries on April 25th at 8:54 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, aka Mercury retrograde is over. What you need to know. When Mercury stations direct in Aries, it's the end of the retrograde period and communication is back on track as Mercury can move forward again. Since Mercury rules our communication, the way we think about things, and our mind, when it stations direct, there is a sense of clarity returning to our thoughts and our communication. Ideas might flow a little bit more smoother. And any misunderstandings that occurred during the retrograde can begin to be resolved.
How this affects you is your thinking and communication is going to be more assertive and confident. During this time, you might feel a little bit more self-assured and expressing yourself and also drawn to advocate for yourself or others. Aries is a very quick and spontaneous energy, so you might find that you're thoughts are coming very quickly. This makes it a really good time to brainstorm, problem solve, and make spontaneous decisions.
So why this matters? Mercury stationing direct in Aries matters because it marks a significant shift in energy and that return to clarity and forward motion after just going through a period of reflection and reevaluation. It is a time for implementing any insights or lessons that you might have learned during the retrograde period and moving forward with a greater sense of purpose and determination, embracing that Aries cardinal fiery energy and starting new projects again.
Speaking of Aries cardinal energy, something you might not know is that Aries is the first sign of a zodiac, meaning it represents the energy of new beginnings and initiating new things. While Mercury is in Aries and the retrograde period is over, this is one of the best times to be starting fresh and new on any projects. This is also a good time to start fresh in terms of your communication and the way that you express yourself to others.
If you're wondering how long the rest of this Mercury transit lasts, Mercury will enter Taurus on May 15th at 1:05 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And something worth calling out is that even though the retrograde is over, there is still the post-shadow that will linger until May 13th at 5:02 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But outside of the post-shadow, you have between April 25th and May 15th to experience the rest of Mercury in Aries without the retrograde.
And again, certain signs will be more affected than others. The signs most affected by Mercury in Aries are Aries, Libra, Cancer, and Capricorn. By placements, we mean Sun, Moon, Rising, Mercury, Venus, or Mars placements only.
Something that's really interesting to know is that now that Mercury retrograde is over and it moves forward, it makes no aspects to any other planets, so there are no key dates to pay attention to once Mercury stations direct in Aries. It just moves forward and makes zero interaction with other outer planets, which is interesting to know. So that is it for this week's episode. Just a reminder, next week, Venus enters Taurus and Mars enters Aries. We'll be talking more about those two transits. So if you want to stay updated with us, make sure that you are subscribed wherever you're listening to us and have your notifications turned on so you don't miss when we post next week's episode. That is all for now, and we'll see you all next Monday. Bye.